Wait, who is the Frosty?
Yeah.
When were there three members of Stargate Oversight?
There's three?
Yeah, there's three of us.
Is there a guy in the call with
there's
us?
There's a guy in the call with us. I can see him.
Who the fuck is he?
I don't know. Who are you?
I haven't been gone that long.
Hi, Ryan.
Welcome back, Ryan.
I don't like you anymore. I quit.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Blaze, shit, my girlfriend hasn't watched the episode, so we can't get a...
General Hammond?
Girls' night!
General Hammond!
Fuck you.
We've got a deserter!
Fuck you, I quit. How dare you. How dare you both.
And the Jack O'Neill Award in Gun Safety goes to Ryan, who has somehow shot himself in the back of the head three times.
Stuffed himself into a suitcase. It was awfully convenient for himself. That and the tarp he put down so the blood didn't go everywhere.
He's so convenient. He's so practical.
So convenient.
Like
so helpful.
Yeah. Friend Ryan. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, and he just borrowed his own body. It's incredible.
Yeah, no, it was great.
Yeah.
Yes, hello everybody. We're Stargate Oversight. We're the podcast. You know who we are.
Yeah.
We're the podcast that doesn't hit you back.
No.
Unless for some reason the first episode of the podcast that you're listening to is the Tok'ra Part 1, then hi.
Yeah, hello.
If it is, go back. Listen to the rest.
There's a lot you can listen to. We have a Patreon, you know. You can also give
us
money.
You can
to
always
to
give us money.
Archive.
Yep, that is.
Oh,
a,
we're doing the plug. We're doing the plug already.
I mean, we're appealing to our first time listeners that have just jumped on for the Tok'ra Part 2. So
you know, please, you know, like, I'm dying. Ryan is starving.
Hope
is trying to raise 50 children.
Yes, I'm trying to raise 50 girlfriends. Yes.
Wait. Oh, that's. I said children, and you said girlfriends. This is going in a bad direction.
Yeah. No. no. I was correcting you. But then even correct. I'm gonna say abandoned bits. Yeah. Like, you could have joked about my
Apophis? Is that you?
Wait, is Jeffrey Epstein in the call somehow? Fuck, we must be good mediums and we weren't even trying.
Well done.
It was really fucked up how Apophis killed himself in Cheyenne Mountain holding.
Listen, right? The man had a weak hyoid bone. And he had suicidal indentations, you know?
Yeah.
He was browsing property in Argentina.
Yeah. So, if you can't figure out what's going on here, we don't have a lot of jokes about these episodes.
No. We've got two good episodes. We're doing them back to back, though you will get next episode next week, because we need a buffer.
Unless you're watching this later on down the line.
Yeah, then, unless you're from the future, in which case, welcome.
Yeah.
I hope the United Soviet States of America is treating us well in the future.
Yeah,
sure. I, for one, welcome our new overlords who have just installed a new government into our country.
Yeah, Premier Sanders, Premier Corbyn, we salute you. Raise a cup of tea to the picture behind our computer.
Yeah, and last week we all just watched the ceremonial execution of King Charles III.
Can we say that?
I don't know if we can say that.
I think there might be treason to say that, but I also don't think anyone cares.
Ryan, you're our lawyer. Is that treason?
Just because I'm a white male does not mean I'm a lawyer.
I mean, listen, Ryan, as a white male, you are all the well-paying jobs on this podcast, really.
You make more than me!
This is true. Truly, the cis male is more oppressed by the trans woman.
Exactly.
I can see Ryan
trans
looking
woman
at us disapprovingly.
The poor cis man has no choice but to cower in fear as the trans woman demands demands you to suck her girl dick.
And okay, see, that. Now I'm a lawyer. Don't. Don't. Don't do that.
I was going to say, why would I make Ryan do it? I could ask a girlfriend.
Hello, welcome to Stargate Oversight. My name is Octisha Frost. My pronouns are she and her.
Hi, my name's Hope Friel. My pronouns are she and it.
Oh,
Ryan?
Hi, Ryan.
Hi. I'm Ryan. He, him.
You know, we shouldn't be too mean to Ryan. He is, you know, the third member of our podcast and a valued member. Well, he couldn't do mm-hmm. things without him. Like visit that Florida. Or gain entry to many a government building.
What are we using him like a tow truck?
Yeah, Ryan has been, so listeners, Ryan was ill because he was invaded by a Tok'ra called Jolinar of Malchuk, and this week we're following his memories.
It's a consensual symbiosis.
Yeah. So we need to do a flashback. Do you remember, like, the start of season two, you know, when, do you remember when Ryan got possessed by Jolinar when he was helping to save someone's life?
Is trans mask Ryan canon now then?
No, but you can make it if you believe it, and I'm not going to argue.
Listeners, you may headcanon Ryan as trans mask, but that does not mean it will be true.
And also Ryan. Yeah, Ryan dead named Samantha Carter.
I'm sorry, Ryan. But remember how we kind of...
What did I do to you today?
Nothing. Nothing. But yeah, remember the start of season two?
Oh, fuck
remember
you.
How... I'm moving on.
I'm going to eat a donut.
Alright, go eat a donut then. But yeah, remember the start of season two? Remember that time when Carter got possessed by Jolinar without her consent because it was an emergency? Remember how they totally beefed the Jolinar situation and let Jolinar and Sam nearly fucking die?
Uh-huh, yep, I remember
that. Yeah, remember that. Hey,
I was there. I was there.
No, I don't remember. The way I remember it is Jolinar's a bitch.
And the 47 failed his silent assassin right at the last second.
Yep.
I really feel for him. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I mean, he put more of an effort into maintaining Silent Assassin than Agent 47 did last week.
Fuck, you're right. I hate... I so effectively blanked that out of my memory that I forgot that that was the last episode we recorded.
Listen, Don Papa kept me strong with the power of his amazing rum. Because the spirit of Don Papa lives in all of us.
You are so lucky to have missed out on that one, Ryan.
Yep.
I again have to apologize to you, Hope, that I did not realize how bad that movie was.
I fucking love
be.
How you picked that one, and it's entirely your fault, and that's fine to me.
Like I said in my episode, which you can listen to on the Patreon, I thought that would be the less bad one.
Whoops.
Like, the less bad Hitman movie.
Whoops.
Because, like... Well, because, like, the newer Hitman movie is so infamously bad it's memed on that I thought, alright, the original one, it's kind of forgotten. I'm gonna guess it's probably just sort of a bland kind of ish like Max Payne, right?
I mean...
Oh no, how fucking wrong I was.
The new one cannot be much worse. Like, Zachary Quinto is probably just playing Siler again. There's Agent... 49 or whatever the fuck her name is.
Probably less transphobia.
Yeah, less transphobia, probably. Like, again, listeners, to summarize last week's episode, if you haven't listened to the preview, the movie invents a land border between Turkey and Russia and is then suddenly transphobic.
Oh, no, let me correct you there. It's suddenly transphobic and then invents a land border between Turkey and Russia.
Yes. But still. But yeah. Speaking of last week, hey, do you remember last week? Do you remember when Sam found out her dad had lymphoma?
I was going to say that was 2 weeks ago, but actually... Well, yeah, that was actually 2 weeks ago and not 3 weeks ago because we released the last two episodes backwards, and I just remembered that.
Yeah, no, I'm just being facetious. Like, Hey, remember last week when Sam's dad had lymphoma? Hey, remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the flashback scene. And then, hey, what's this? Hey, remember when? Oh, we get a new flashback. Yeah. Because we see dudes in togas, dudes in weird outfits, and they're shooting Jaffa.
Yeah, don't know why. Don't know why Carter was just watching Hardcore Henry, like...
I actually got back into Payday 2 for a big stream that's upcoming on my channel.
Yeah, yeah.
And I watched the Hardcore Henry trailer for Payday 2 and was like, okay. Yeah, the Hardcore Henry trailer for Payday 2 is actually weirdly accurate, apparently, and very on point for crazy.
She spent like 4 hours talking about the Hardcore Henry Payday 2 trailer on the Patreon episode.
I won't. Fuck you. I mean, I could spend 4 hours
saying,
talking about
no, the... I'm saying you... No, I'm not saying you will. I'm saying you did.
Yes. I mean, we could also... I mean, I could just talk about Payday 2 in the fucking secret, so...
No, you can't talk about Payday 2 for one reason and one reason only. Because you wouldn't fucking let me do the bonus episode on Yakuza 3.
We'd do a stream on Yakuza 3. Anyway, listeners. So yeah, we see the flashback, the gate dials, and then, holy shit, this was intentional. Carter has woken up in the infirmary covered in EEGs, and Hammond is there like, so? I can't detect Snaxum right now.
What did you see?
What did you see, Carter?
I saw Jolinar's dream.
Yeah, you're insane. To the psych ward with you. To the psych ward.
And then
to the psych ward.
They're like, we intentionally like, and then they're like, so we intentionally like try to make you induce one of Jolinar's memories.
Yep.
And then you tell us about one of Jolinar's memories, and then we all go, yeah, nah, but you're making it up though, aren't you?
Yeah, basically. I mean, yeah. So like. Poor Carter, she's had to like go through the various memories. Jolinar having lesbian sex.
Be silent.
Wait, Jolinar killing people.
Although ironically, though, I played that drop tier because the one that takes her seriously.
Yep. Jolinar in Texas in 1969 with some brisket. Don't know what she was doing in the 1960s in Texas.
Well, she was smoking some brisket, obviously.
Yeah, she was smoking some brisket in the book depository.
With Mark Zuckerberg, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, smoking brisket in the Texas Book Depository. Normal people shit.
Damn, I remember that part when Jolinar and Mark Zuckerberg were just hanging out there.
Yeah, hanging out there waiting for President Kennedy to pass below. Again, yeah, give him some brisket.
They were waiting there, obviously, to pass the signal to the umbrella guy that was about to walk past.
What actually happened is that President Kennedy's assistant in the car just shot him in the back, and then someone else shot him in the head at the same time. Because much like Murder on the Orient Express, everyone killed Kennedy.
I do love that the magic bullet theory is actually incredibly easily explained by the fact that car is just really fucking weird.
Yes.
So everyone's like, but how did it go through there and then through there? Fucker, look at the videos, look at the photos. Like, the back of it is, like, weirdly elevated, and then there are parts of it that are lower, and, like...
I mean, the...
It's just a weird car, so, like, those entry and exit points are just actually lined up like that because the car is weirdly layered.
The Kennedy assassination makes no sense to have conspiracy theories about, because it's one of the things where nearly every aspect of it is basically been recorded. Like, the actual killing. Obviously, who put the guy up to it, the guy who burst in and killed what's-his-name in his cell and all that shit, that's probably... This might be some... Like, whoever killed Kennedy, sure, there's probably a conspiracy behind it, but the actual assassination is pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, yeah, no, that guy shot him. That guy did it, yeah.
Like, there is footage of every single instant.
It's not the umbrella guy, there's no grassy knoll guy. Yeah.
Like, the only thing that we don't have is the actual shot of him being fucking domed. And that's because the photographer who was doing it purposefully omitted the picture of Kennedy's head exploding.
So basically it was either the CIA or the mafia.
Probably someone joked and said it was both.
That would be kind of funny.
Like the CIA and the Mafia were trying to cover up for each other, and they both fucked it up.
You know what would be really funny, actually?
What?
If the CIA and the Mafia both hired the same guy and double-dipped them.
No, I feel like that has to have happened. At some point in history.
That would be so fucking funny to double-dip them.
So, do you know about what happened? I can't remember the shoot. What's the shoot's name again? Sorry. But yeah, the shooter was arrested, taken to jail.
And then
a known mall associate and gay bartender who was friends with everyone, walked into the jail and shot him dead. So,
well,
definitely something there.
But he was also potentially a Soviet sympathizer, so there's the even funnier angle in that he was triple-dipped paid by the Mafia, the CIA, and the KGB.
No, because, he was a Marine, and he openly went to the Soviet Union. He went there, and he hated it, so he came back with his poor wife.
I know, but just let me have the joke that he was hired by all three and got paid by all of
them. Yeah, sure, fine. I think, like, a lot of people say Castro did it. No, it makes no sense for Castro to do it. JFK was the most pro-Cuba president they were going to get.
Well, I mean, obviously it wasn't him that did it.
Okay, sure. It was the CIA, the FBI, the mob, Cubans, and the KGB. It was all of them at once.
It was Mason. It was CIA operative Alex Mason that did it, obviously.
No. It was Mahatma Gandhi.
He was under the effects of a brainwashing program by a guy who escaped the gulag.
I'm sorry, are we talking about Black Ops Call of Duty now? Like, what's...
Yes.
What are the numbers, yes. Mason? Mason, the numbers?
Yes. I mean, that was a documentary, right?
Might as well have been.
So.
Fucking hell.
So, nearly 20 minutes this podcast
You're welcome to JFK
past the opening
oversight.
Titles. Well, we just got past the opening titles.
We did. If you're not familiar, when the episode is good, we have nothing to talk about, so we talk shit. Or we don't talk at all.
Except we're talking shit and the episode is good, so this is kind of a rare one.
Yes, it is. That's true.
I guess the planets are just aligning.
Yeah. We get the opening, and then we meet Jack Skeptikai, because Captain Jack O'Neill doesn't believe
that
he has ESP.
You.
I'm sorry, it just lined up so perfectly because Jack's being a skeptic about Carter's leftover memories until he's like...
We get kind of the classic Hammond situation here, where he's like, absolutely not, I will not sign this off under any circumstances. And then one of SG-1 goes, please, and then he goes, oh, okay.
Yeah, basically.
This is basically every episode of season 2 at this point.
Yeah, so far, every episode of season 2 has had...
Just Hammond folds immediately every time now.
Like, I will behave.
Yeah, because like season 1, like half the episodes of Hammond would be like secondary antagonist, basically.
Yeah.
But now they're like, we've probably kind of run that dry, right? At this
sure.
point.
Yeah,
so,
Hammond is now just like working. Hammond is just like, yeah, I'm on side. I'm not going to do shit. Like, I'm here to be the supportive base commander because we have enough military antagonists. We have.
Yeah, I'm honestly not even your commanding officer at this point. I'm basically just your second dad.
Yes, I am your dad, exactly. to be fair, in this episode, the role of dad will also be played by Jack O'Neill.
And the role of dad will also be played by dad.
Yes. Well, audience, you're being spoiled. This is a three-dad episode.
It's a three-dad episode, hell yeah.
Welcome to the pub. It's a three-dad minimum.
Well, it's three... There's three dads, and then there's one mummy.
Mummy? Yeah, we go from Jack Skeptic to Racist Jack. He's like, they're Gould, right? They still don't trust them. Jack? Jack?
Come on.
They're on our side.
Well, they all look the same, don't they?
Jack?
Is this basically
racism Jack, yes.
Yeah, racism Jack is like the whole thing, yeah?
Yep. It's just like, and then Tilke's like, I am sorry. I never explained everything again. The Tok'ra are legendary people. They aim to destroy the system lords, and they want reform and change from a moderate centrist perspective.
Yeah, basically this whole episode is everybody trying to explain the difference between Tok'ra and Gaul.
Yes.
And Jack's response is the Patrick Starfish Wallet meme.
Yeah, basically.
Honestly, I'm with Jack on this one. I'm with Jack on this one. They don't share any reason as to why they're not essentially Gaul. It's like, no, we're not that. It's like, you are, though. No, we're not. Okay.
You are the same biological species. You just go around in the same manner.
It's like, we only take over people.
Yeah, Jack is like...
We only take over...
Yeah, Jack is like... when archaeologists in the future dig up their bones, they will think you're
this
a
is, this That is the... I hate you because I have a turf joke written in later as well.
Well, it's for me, it's like... Oh, no, 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 we only take over people who want it and, you know, who we can convince it's a good idea because they're dying or they have a really bad situation. It's like, that still sounds kind of shady. No, that's fine.
Yep.
All right. still sounds kind of shady.
I mean, most of them seem pretty chill about it, though. Yeah. They just seem to be pretty happy about it.
Yeah, sure, I'll go with it.
So it works, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are skipping ahead a little bit there. Before we actually go to the Tok'ra, Sam is like, I'm going to call my dad before I go. He just told me that he has cancer, but I'm really sure that it's probably not that far ahead, right?
It's probably fine.
He's probably got a few months in him.
Yeah.
He said he's fine. I trust my dad. My dad wouldn't.
Yeah, well, he said he's fine. He said, shut up, do your job. I'm definitely fine. And I'm sure it's not toxic masculinity there, and I'm sure he's being really honest about how fine
he is. Oh, God. We have a lot of toxic... I'm amazed at how prescient the show actually is about this kind of toxic masculinity.
Yeah, it is actually surprising for, like, a 90s show that it does kind of actually get this right more often than you think it would.
Again, I think it's the Canadian writers just being very, very good.
Yeah, I mean... I guess, yeah. But yeah, Hammond's sort of like waiting for her and being like, look, come on, your dad is not in a great situation. If you don't want to go on this mission, if you want to like, you know, stay by and make sure your dad is okay, I am completely okay with that.
Yeah. General Hammond is a reasonable man in this episode.
And, well, I mean, it also helps that Sam's dad is his friend.
Yeah,
well,
so, Sam's dad is his a very old friend of his. Like, I'm not going to tell you the backstory here because it will be explained later, but those two have a very good friend and long-running friendship that's very important to them. So, yeah, they are all buddies. But, yeah, doesn't really matter.
Yeah, they dropped Agent Orange together.
Yes, they did. But it doesn't matter. Carter's not going to see...
They worked for Kilgore.
Yes. Carter's... Oh, God damn it. That's a callback and a half. But yeah. Carter's like, it's fine. I don't need replacing. I don't need therapy. I don't need any of this. I'm just going to go. Everything is fine.
My dad doesn't even want me there.
Yeah. Dad doesn't see me want to lose a battle.
Which... Yeah, you know...
That is accurate. I got my elaborate memo later.
Yeah, does seem to be that kind of guy, doesn't he?
Yeah, Milch. Yeah, I don't want my daughter to see me looking like a pussy.
If she sees me die, she'll realize I could die.
And then she might try and kill me.
She'll steal my soul.
She's ginger, you know? She dies at blonde!
So they go through the gate.
They do.
And they arrive, on the really big sand pit that they've built as a set.
Hooray! It's an actual sand dune. It's been so long since we went somewhere that wasn't forest. We went to fucking Abydos like 2 episodes back.
Yeah, they look around and they're going, hang on a second, this isn't Vancouver.
Yeah, they look over the corridors. It's okay, we're in a different part of the Abydos set. Don't worry about it. Hey, we found Sharae hiding here.
I do love the idea that, yes, these are television sets, but, like, the actors don't go home or anything. They are just still in the positions they were last time on set. You know, it's like when you're, like, a small child and you don't realize that your teacher exists outside of school.
Yeah, seeing your teacher outside of school is just the biggest mindfuck as a child.
The biggest mindfuck as a child is going on holiday and seeing your teacher on holiday.
Your teacher drunk on holiday.
That happened to me. That was fucking weird.
Yeah, and fucking your dad, right?
No.
Frosty, is there something you want to tell us?
No. That hasn't... I can confirm that has not happened.
Here I thought we'd be... Shame. We thought the listeners would love a case of the dad fucking. I don't know where we're going with this.
I think we should all stop.
You know, I don't know. I just want to say one more thing in that if I ever do have kids and if any of their teachers want to hit me up.
What would Imba say?
Hey, he can join.
Damn it.
Hmm.
You know, my very many partners... Ember and all of the listeners.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
We're a polycule.
Right.
Stop inviting the listeners to a polycule.
I feel like we should talk about the episode.
Shout out to our one listener in Croatia recently.
Shout out to our Croatian guy. I hope he's safe and yeah. We hope they're having a good time. But anyway,
Sorry.
Yeah, Jack is like stupid technology and kicks the Malp, which has fallen down a small hill and cannot get up. A robot has fallen into the sand in Lego City. Man, the new rescue chopper to save it. I'll be honest,
It's alright. But to be fair, yeah, that thing does seem to just be absolute dog shit wherever they put it.
Honestly, the Malps are normally really good and useful. It's just, yeah. This one has fallen down a small hill and cannot get
Well, out. Whenever it's good and useful, that's when we don't know about it.
There is a episode later where there is a mounted machine gun on one.
Oh, sick.
It is pretty sick nasty.
So they're like, okay, we're gonna have to try, let's just explore over the dunes. They kind of, like, mask their trail, so it might be a little difficult to find all of here.
Yeah, we're going to have to struggle find the masters of stealth. Camera pans over several humps in the sand that are clearly person-shaped.
Just the fucking Sonatine sand holes that pop out of them. That's a bit for, like, one person maybe in the audience there.
The enemy are playing the Dune RTS. They've researched how to burrow their sand people.
Yep.
I do love the timing of that. This isn't a comedy, but that was great comedic timing of like, they're masters of stealth. They could be hiding. Oh, immediately pop out as soon as you say that.
Yep. So we have a standoff. SG-1 with their guns against a bunch of dudes in weird robes.
Okay,
with,
I fucking love this like standoff because it's like, aha, we have all weapons here. Like, guns fire a lot faster than your fucking staffs do.
But it's like the aha, we'll shoot you if you do anything weird. Ah, but we'll shoot you, and they're like, yeah, but there's like 4 of you and like 20 of us.
Yes, but my gun can fire 50 bullets in 10 seconds. In 2 seconds, it's like, God damn it!
But yeah, they're like, okay, are you the Tok'ra? Are we the Tok'ra? No,
seriously, are you the Tok'ra? We want to get this over with.
Mm, We could be. Are you? Well, please just tell us, are you the Tok'ra?
Yes, we're the bloody Tok'ra.
Why didn't you say so?
Yeah, it's very silly. Also, we find the berserk button, which is, you don't call the Tok'ra Ghouled or they flip the fuck out.
Yeah, it's like calling my McFly chicken.
Like, on the one hand, I get it. Their identity is very separate to their Ghouled. And obviously, as we learn later, self-ID is a very important concept for symbiotes. But also...
I don't agree. I honestly don't agree with Tauri self-ID.
But do you agree with symbiote self-ID?
No, I don't.
What I don't agree with is it's like the dude's like, okay, can you just... Are you...
No, I think they're biologically ghouled, so, you know, and that's what they are.
Okay, but it would be...
We shouldn't buy into their fantasy. It was...
Jesus. I knew this was coming.
For me, it's the part I don't get is it's like he's literally just saying you're one of these things as a parasite, right? No, we're Tok'ra. Okay, but what is your actual, like, you are a parasite, right? No, we're Tok'ra. But you are!
Okay, listen. Let me explain this in a bit more of a succinct way about the differences here. What was going on here is that you have, we have Canadians, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, yep, the Canadians, and, Jack has just called them Canadians, and then they're going, actually, we're Quebecois.
That is,
I hate you.
Do you know what? That is exactly what is happening.
Yeah.
That is exactly what is happening.
No, no, Canadian. We are Quebecois. Oh. You ignorant swine.
I hope that clears things up for you.
Yeah, basically.
That is literally what's happening here. And it's like, dude just wants like an answer. He doesn't want...
No! We're Bavarians, not Germans. I mean, I can keep going with these if you want.
You could, but I don't think we need to.
No.
We're Kosovans. Oh, wait, that's more...
We got the point. The point's been made. Moving on.
We're Rhodesians.
Oh,
fuck
off. That's not allowed anymore.
Yeah, no, they're extinct, thank fuck. Yeah, shout out uncritical support for Robert Mugabe and his attempts to eradicate the Rhodesians from existence.
Love you, Mugabe.
Such a swell guy.
A man who never did anything.
Nope.
Oh,
never
okay.
At all, nothing
maybe a few things.
Moving on.
We go back to base because it turns out that Sam's dad, Jacob, could just call Hammond on the phone and be like, yo, I'm fucking dying, come say hi.
Yeah, I have the case of will be dead by the end of this two-part special.
Unless intervention is taken, I will die in exactly two episodes.
Yeah, he has Chekhov's cancer. It's cancer that can and will kill him at any time, but only when it is convenient to the plot to fuck him up.
Yeah.
No, it's the cancer that only kills you once you tell, like, a plot-relevant character that you have it.
Yeah, it's the cancer that kills you when you say I love you to
So basically, if he never told his daughter he had cancer, he just would never have died.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Got it.
It is very silly. But yeah, we go back in and I like the fact that we start to, that Sassy Jack is starting to appear more because like Sassy Jack is very much the heart of the Stargate show, like because Jack, like much like Jack O'Neill, is very much the heart of SG-1. He's also like when he's being very sassy, he just like helps to lighten the mood, and it's not Whedon-esque, it's actually kind of endearing. It gets clear that this is a man using humor to cope with horrible shit, but it's believable and not you know.
Oh God, I just had a thought now that you've said that.
Stargate so produced by Joss Whedon, I hate you.
Yeah, that was just about to say yes.
Remove your hand from the lathe.
Like, yeah, we were just talking about the possibility of the new Asmussen show before the recording.
No.
What if?
And he just makes Firefly again, trying to make Stargate. I mean, I do miss Firefly.
Neither so. Stargate fans nor Firefly fans are happy with this.
No. What are you doing, Joss? Everyone's kind of pissed at you. To be fair, I think a member of the Firefly cast is in Atlantis. At least one. So. Oh dear. Anyway. Yeah, it turns out that after all this tension, Jolinar was the magic password to end hostilities, which is good because, you know, blood, death, hurt feelings, gunfights end.
Badly. So Carter is like, wait, I know that twink over there.
I know that classically attractive white alien male. Ah, he's on my list.
Huh?
The list of random aliens the producers have said that I must hook up with because fuck you.
No, not hook up with, just, you know, swoon in the direction of.
Yes. First it was Nassim, and now it's this cunt.
I don't know, I mean, I don't know, like, fully go ahead, go forward with this, but I do kind of like what they do with this one.
Yeah, this one, again, like, this one there, it's at least kind of fair, and Martouf is, like, a pretty cool guy, as opposed to Nassim, who's kind of a dick.
And I do like them playing with the idea of, like, Carter actually having to sort of reconcile with, you know, having some of the memories and feelings of Jolinar.
Yeah, which again is a really cool concept.
Rather than them just sort of forgetting it.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, it is really.
We'll get to that when it comes up. Which it does.
So yeah, they're like, look, I know Jolinar, like, take us to your leader. We can talk this out.
Yep. Yeah. Not fucking hell. Christopher Eccleston just like, not Christopher Eccleston. Fuck. Stephen Moffat just like seeing Take Me to Your Leader work and just being like, God, I wish I could just write this into every Doctor Who story. Sorry. Hope's bitching about Eccleston is still here. About not Eccleston, Moffat is still here. I liked Eccleston. But yeah, in the name of peace and harmony, take our guns. Give their guns up.
Well, yeah, Jack is like, how dare you? I am a proud American and I will never ever give up my firearm.
I am a real American.
And yeah, and like literally every other member of like SG-1 has to basically like throttle him and be like, give up your gun!
I am a proud American, says Jack. You're Canadian, says Carter, strangling him.
MacGyver, just give them your gun!
You can keep the paperclip and the rubber band to build a nuclear reactor, it's fine. But yeah, everyone gets in for a group hug and we end up underground in the secret Tok'ra base made of crystals. And
which it looks kind of cool.
It does. It's unique. It's a unique take. It's kind of cool. The Final Fantasy nerds are going insane at all the crystal everywhere.
So we joked about like the human culture explanation between the differences between Ghouls and Tok'ra. The actual explanation is that they're the dwarf Ghouls.
Yeah, basically.
They live underground. Yep.
Yeah. They live in the mines of Moria. They don't dig too deep or too greedily, though, because that would be very bad for them.
I mean, the Balrog is down there, wherever it's called, right?
Yeah, so they don't dig too deep, because that way they don't want to run into the Balrog. They can't fight the Balrog and the Ghouled. So they don't. They only fight the Ghouled, and they leave the Balrog alone to do whatever the fucking Balrog does. Ryan, you're the Lord of the Rings expert. What's the Balrog do?
Kills things.
Oh, it's a, yeah, but you. When it's got nothing to kill, is it like underground jacking off or?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, what is it doing in spare time? Yeah.
Yeah, the Balrog is underground jacking off, wishing it had something to whip.
We don't really use whips that often.
It has a whip. Anyway, Carter, what? And then Jack's like, Carter, why do you know the classically attractive alien man? Well, sir, I think he used to fuck Joe Lennar. It's my memory, sir.
Like, they don't all, well, okay, they have, a few of them have fireworks, but they don't all use whips.
So, yeah, meanwhile, we cut to the hospital.
Yeah, Dr. House is leaving. He's cursing us cervically. It's lupus again on the patient in the bed next to Carter. And Jacob's like, hey, I'm fucked. It's cancer of the liver. I'm going to die. It's horrible. And yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to die. I'm going to die in roughly...
two episodes if I don't get hit.
Maybe roughly in about 60 minutes.
Yeah, 60 minutes, maybe 70 in a push I could survive. but yeah, my notes do say it's weirdly on point, like toxic masculinity, people that go away and win wars, in inverted commas there, considering we know that those two didn't, that Hammond and Carter Sr. were indeed in Vietnam. So this, actually, they were in Vietnam, so this is probably Carter Sr.'s comeuppance for fucking using Agent Orange on people. So...
Yeah,
because they do mention it later, and it's a little kind of unsaid. Anyway. But yeah, it's toxic masculinity. I don't want to see my loved ones lose me to disease. And Hammer's like, lol, Carter said you'd say that, bitch. Get owned by your own daughter. Just, you know. And then it's like, listen, I don't recall my daughter. She's on an important mission. It's fine. Just tell me what she's doing, please.
Please, in my last dying breaths. Please, tell me, where is my daughter, my beloved daughter?
Nope.
Please,
nope.
Hammond, you wouldn't take this from me, would you?
No. Nope.
Go fuck yourself.
Secret.
Who am I going to tell?
George, please.
Who am I going to tell? God?
No, maybe. Jacob. We can't take these risks.
No, Jacob, you'll be telling Satan and his boy wife, Saddam Hussein, because you, Agent Orange, all those Vietnamese people.
These are allegations that we have no idea if they're true. We need to understand that it was a different time when Agent Orange.
I'm sorry, but we can roll. We can risk God falling into the hands of the wall. And then he pulls a pistol out and shoots
God. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Damn JRPG final boss up here.
Yeah, they gather all, yeah, using the power of the crystals from the Tok'ra Tunnel, they're able to traverse the skies to get to the end of the universe and fight God after they ride on the back of a dragon.
Exactly, that's right.
And
yep.
God is a giant bird lady who is depressed.
Roll
this
it.
Only makes sense to Ryan.
Yeah, it does make sense, but also Jesus.
I mean, I don't know specifically what you're referencing, but you are indirectly referencing almost every Final Fantasy game.
I'm specifically referencing 14 with the depressed bird.
Yeah.
But yeah, for once, Take Me to Your Leader works as as in comes the most wanted Tok'ra ever, their leader, Garshaw of Bloat.
Yep, can see. Garshaw
of
Bloat.
They pronounce it like three different ways, and it's Belot, I think.
Yep, hello, can see why she's the most wanted.
Yeah, she's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and Tilk is like...
She's got serious MILF energy, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
And Tilk is like, holy shit, you're the most wanted Tok'ra of all time. And she's like, holy shit, you killed Ra, poggers!
I didn't kill Ra, different actor that did that, I'm afraid. That was Carter Russell.
No, same guy, just had a plastic surgery.
Yeah, no, it's O'Neill 1L that killed that guy. Same Daniel Jackson, though. Yeah, you were looking for James Spader and Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
But yeah. And Danny's like, oh, I'm a fucking idiot. Tok'ra, literally against Ra, because, you know, Ra used to run the galaxy.
Can I just say, that is the dumbest thing to name yourself after. Like, not, because they're not, when I say name themselves, I mean, they're not naming themselves it, like, as a group. They're calling themselves it as if it's their species name. So your species name is like... against Ra. Yes.
That would be like right. That would be like calling. That would be like coining your identity to be a trans exclusionary radical feminist, right?
Well, yeah, but they're not a species. Well, actually.
Well.
But. God damn it. But you know what I'm saying, right? It's like they're calling themselves it as if it's their like actual designation of, and it's like, yeah, but. Which is why when I get this is why I got mad when like they're like we are Nautica Old. I'm like, yeah, I know, but he's asking what are you in terms of like, you know, are you the same kind of parasite? Are you the thing? No, we're Tok'ra, yeah, but you mean you're against Ra, got it. But what are you? Against And he's not meaning it.
Please, I must make you fit within narrow human views of taxonomy.
I think it's more just like are you the same parasite?
I must categorize you somehow.
Are you the same parasite that's been trying to kill us all or a different thing?
Don't worry about it.
Don't insult me. It's like, okay.
Yeah. So, is it the same kind of parasite? I plead the fifth.
They're more of a brain parasite. We're more of a gut parasite. We'll be honest. No. No.
Can I talk to a lawyer?
I'm sorry. We can get you a biologist. We're just gonna have to let one of you be taken apart. We have to do an alien autopsy on them.
So yeah, we get another hospital scene where like they do a fake out, I guess.
Yeah, Jacob is fucking dying. He's had a heart attack. He's like, I'm dead. And
no, we still have about 50 more minutes. We need him for.
Yeah, and then the doctors bring around, and the doctor's like, sir, he has plot cancer. He will only live as long as the plot demands unless he gets help.
But there's no way. There's no way that we could cure cancer. Immediate fucking cut to, here is one of our Tok'ra who is dying right now and will die unless they get a new host. Yes, they can cure everything about a human and make them live for like 200 years.
Yep.
Why do you ask?
No reason. We will explain later. And yeah, my notes here say, look, we have some minor concerns over the whole alien parasite symbiote thing, you know. Oh, you have some concerns, do you? Yes, Jack, I'm sure you're on Posey Parker's mailing list for your concerns.
Okay, I do have a point about this later on in the episode. But in, like, seriousness, this is, like, a genuine point where both sides are correct, kind of, here.
Yes.
Because, you know, SG-1 are like, we have human bodily autonomy and we have a right to decide things about this themselves. And meanwhile, the Tok'ra are being like, no, look, please stop calling us gross and weird. Mm. And then we're not calling you gross and weird. We're just calling you gross and weird.
No, we're not calling you gross and weird. We're saying we don't want something to be inside of us that could take over us at any moment.
So we're gross and weird.
No!
Yes, but... Again, this is why I'm saying is that, like... It's like it's a cultural difference in which both sides are very understandably upset with one another.
No, I don't think... I feel like the Tok'ra are taking it to, like... to a level that's like, no, we just don't want someone to take control of us. So we're weird.
Well, I think they take it further later on, but at this moment, this just seems to be, okay, we've hit an insurmountable difference between us at this point.
Again, this is why like I'm sitting there going, Jesus Christ, Tok'ra.
They're not very good at explaining their point of view and their position.
No.
They're very bad at it. Which unfortunately makes them look like the other two alien races we've met that are complete and utter dicks.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're like, and also they are also genuinely confused as well, because, you know, SG-1 said we want an alliance between our people, and they're like, but we just offered you the alliance.
Yeah, you don't want it. We're very confused. It's like, this will be explained later when it more comes up, but like, it does make sense, and also
it's like, oh, no, we want a different kind of alliance. Wait, oh, but you can't offer us anything.
Yeah, we want a military, like, we want a military alliance. We don't want, like, a trade agreement. We want a military alliance.
Ah, but we have defeated them in big battle.
Yeah, like, that, again, we'll get to that later, but...
Well, this is the same.
No, they, like, fully go into the alliance later, but yeah.
At this point, they say we destroyed two of their motherships.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they're like, what the fuck? You killed Michaels?
Killed three of our friends.
Okay, hang on a minute. This is where my point comes in. Oh, yeah, sorry we killed some of your friends who were doing nothing to stop them from blowing up our planet.
No, you killed Michaels?
You could have... Listen, there was a Stargate on that ship. You could have easily sabotaged both ships and left. Like,
oh yeah, that's a good point. You were there the whole time.
Yep.
You did nothing.
That's what. Nope. That's again. This is what I'm saying. It's like
they didn't even run in to see, you know, the mass alarms of the fucking Anubis.
Like fucking Braytek and his boys were like literally jumping in, ready to suicide bomb any moment.
Yeah, Braytek and his boys were literally like, right, I'm here for the suicide charge. I've signed up to die
this
as a
Tok'ra. This is another
like,
thing where, I'm like, where I like start to get annoyed at the Tok'ra, because it's like, oh my god, you killed our friends! He's like, you mean we stopped our entire planet from dying? Yes.
From being invaded, yes. Oh, that's understandable, yeah, but still,
I think this point here is probably just like, this is just bad, right?
Yeah.
Like, they just sort of wanted to, like, put, like, an twists for a second.
But then it just doesn't go anywhere, which is dumb.
Yeah, it doesn't go anywhere. They immediately forgive them. And, well, like, there's no point in that actually being there, right?
Yeah. But yeah, listen, you're not prisoners, but you are under lockdown in our base, which my comment is, shoes on the other foot now, motherfucker, see how you like it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that is also the good point in which most of this two-parter is the Tok'ra doing what they do to every other alien race in Cheyenne Mountain.
Yep. And it's like, oh, fuck you, this sucks.
Yeah, how dare you do this to us?
But we then get some brilliant dad vibes, because Carter forgets about her wife and is like, yeah, sure, Martouf, I'll go on a walk with you. We can talk about Joel and R. And Jack is like, all right, have her back by 11, motherfucker, or else.
We have a very weird shift between, like, a will they, won't they between Jack and Carter, and also this.
Spoiler alert. The will they, won't they, will carry on for ages.
We're getting a bit electro-complex here, I feel.
Yeah, that's true. Like, Jack doing dad shit and then also, like, openly crushing on her. It's like, come on. Like, it is the vibes are very, Mr. Military Man, I am taking your daughter, who is definitely your daughter, to prom.
Oh, God.
I mean, I think it was just a joke.
It's your weird uncle. It's your weird uncle who's got is your prom date.
Yeah, like, you know he's not your dad, you're black, both your parents are white, but you know, you still call him dad.
All right.
Okay.
I don't know where that came from.
It's me doing the Ronan joke about cucking the military husband who's on deployment. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Yeah, sorry, honey. I don't think that joke landed.
Probably a Patreon cut, considering how we've gone for this. No,
hey,
50 minutes.
Hey, not every joke lands. It's fine.
It's fine. That's true. Yeah, like, you just do the joke, have one last. But yeah.
I mean, mine always land, but you know.
I mean, what about the joke of yours that crashed into the Twin Towers?
Many of mine do that. That's just when I joke about the Twin Towers.
Hey! Yeah, they're always a hit.
We should do a movie about 9/11.
Find me a movie about 9/11 and pick it as your bonus.
No, I don't.
Better yet. Get Matt Damon to make the 9/11 movie.
Mark Wahlberg to make the 9/11 movie.
Yeah, get Mark Wahlberg to make the 9/11 movie.
No, we're not going on the Mark Wahlberg tangent. We already did this.
Hi, I'm Lantesh. I know you really well. We have vibes because we used to fuck.
Yeah, and then we get the... We get the twist that
I skipped over ghoul gender ideology, which is before this.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah,
Jolinar trans ?
Yeah, we get ghoul gender ideology, and it's actually no, it's personal choice.
Jolinar has gender dysphoria.
Probably, like the ghoul believe in self ID because the genderless symbiote identifies itself as a gender, and then likes to pick that gender, which means the spectrum of ghoul gender is in theory infinite if they were to find like a group of a species with non-human standard gender norms. Yeah,
or just, you know, other human cultures that also
yep, other human cultures
different
yep.
than Western standard genders.
Damn, I really like being two-spirited. There's not many people like that out there. No landing, don't worry. But yeah, Carter's like, but I found her in a dude. Fuck, she must have been struggling.
Yeah.
She'd been hiding for the Ashrak creatures.
So, explain this. So you're Motuf, you're Lantash. Which one of you is dating who? No, Carter, it's called a polycule, okay? Let me explain polyamory to you.
Yeah, it's like a quad. Like,
this is not a polycule. This is two... Is it? Wait,
there are four distinct beings all of whom are in a relationship with one another.
They don't have a choice, because they're both in the same body.
Yeah, but it's basically like an X. It's not quite...
It's a system.
Yeah. It's two plural systems dating each other.
Yes. Fuck it.
Yep.
Well, sort of leading on from that... we'll get there in a second, but,
Carter, you are incredibly hot. Carter, you remind me of my ex. Would you like to host Selmac?
Yeah, he starts talking about Rosha, which was, Jolinar's old host.
Yep.
And starts going into, like, an r/men writing women.
Casually name drops Abydos as well. Which implies there was probably a Tok'ra on there, and they accidentally blew the Tok'ra on Abydos up as well.
Oh no.
Yeah, just imagine being the Tok'ra agent, just like poisoning Ra's food and be like, this is a perfect day, this poison will kill the Gould within him and we will all be free of Ra. Hey, why are we going into orbit? Why are the rings fire? Oh, boom.
You would make a great host for Selmac.
Yeah, this is the part where I go, okay, you've basically just saying, hey, so do this house with it? Yes, yeah, cool. All right.
Oh yeah, no, this is definitely going too far.
Yeah, it is. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, buddy.
It's also awkward considering where this plot goes.
Yeah. and then immediately the next scene is like, hey, oh shit, I have trouble dealing.
Hold on. I also wanna talk, just briefly mention how, Carter is like, oh yeah, it's like schizophrenia.
No, Carter, it's like being part of a system and your alter has just decided to stop existing.
And like, but even then, like, even if you went for like the mental health angle, that would be DPD, not even schizophrenia, you fucking hack.
Yeah.
Your doctor girlfriend is going to be very disappointed.
Yeah, Dr. Fraser's going to have to take Carter out back and give us some enhanced study lessons.
Again, there is nothing in the show at any point that even hints at this relationship.
Shut the fuck up!
There is not a slightest hint of this.
Listen,
this is the most extreme shipping I think I've heard ever.
Listen, right?
I was going to joke that they have to go out back and do some erotic reading of the DSM-5.
Yeah, no, they go out back and they read fanfiction of Daniel Jackson fucking Ra.
Was the DSM-5 out yet?
I don't know. What? Googling DSM-5.
Was this still the 4 here? I can't remember.
DSM-5 is 2013, so...
Oh, that is another one I thought it was. Okay, yeah.
DSM-4 would be beyond? DSM-4. Yeah, I'm looking... I don't know. Wikipedia is not giving me a date for DSM-4, which is annoying. The DSM-4 is 94, I think.
Oh, damn, that would have been hot shit, then.
Yeah, DSM-4 is 94. So it would be DSM-4.
Yep. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so to be fair, she is actually getting it wrong and is not understanding the existence of plural systems.
Mm-hmm. But even with the DSM-4, it would still be the incorrect diagnosis as well. It would be MPD with the DSM-4?
I think so. I'm not going to check the DSM-4. I can do that. Wikipedia has...
Yeah, the DSM-4 is also
the we're just assuming that the Tok'ra are a system thing and maybe not something their own definition at this point.
The closest.
Look, we're looking for a human.
Yes.
Yes. As was Carter.
Yeah.
Just the wrong one, Carter. Yeah. Case.
The only close one at the time.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, again, it would have been more with the DSM-4. It would have been more personality.
I know, but at the time, that would have just been to get schizophrenia to most people. Yeah. And I'm not saying it's correct. I'm just saying at the time, most people would have just.
Yeah, but Carter's supposed to be a smarty.
No.
In technology, sure.
DSM-4 would have this under schizophrenia. I'm sorry. Yep. I've actually, Wikipedia has the DSM-4 codes.
Well, shit. Consider me not correct then.
No, it's just
bipolar. Like just disregard all of my points.
Like unless they get like knocked under bipolar. Wait, what's facet?
Man, DSM-4 was really fucked up, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, DSM-4 hold on. This is so.
Damn, it's like they revised it for a reason.
Yeah, they did.
This is what I specifically said at the time.
Yeah, no, I'm right, and you're quite right. Personality disorders, access to. Nope. Yeah, it's under. They would either be 301.9, which is personality disorder not specified, or any of the 295 conditions, which is schizophrenia.
Yeah, we're definitely qualified here to interpret the DSM, right?
Sure. I mean, I'm just reading Wikipedia's list of what the codes are.
Anyway, yes.
But yeah, Carter sits down, they have like an emotional moment where it's like, I'm stuck. Like, I have this like dead altar in my head and I'm full of her memories and her feelings. And then they hold hands, which my notes just say, lewd hand-holding. Oh, hi, Daniel.
Yeah, I really...
We can't do that. We're not married.
This is what kind of makes me go, Like, when I find out that if they die in you, it's like you fucking have their feelings or memories. Like, that... I don't like that. That's...
I mean, that's a side effect of the blending as well, that you have their feelings and their...
Yeah, memories. But it was forced on Carter, so I...
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, poor Carter. She didn't ask for this. Adam Jensen voice, I didn't ask for this.
Mm.
I'm not doing it. It hurts my throat. Yeah. But yeah. Oh, hi, Daniel.
I never asked for this.
Yep, thank you, honey.
There you go.
And Daniel's like, oh, hi. You might want to attend the council meeting. Are you having fun holding hands there?
Yeah, you've got to come. Your GRC panel is coming up.
We're sorry. We think you constantly wearing trousers is really going to harm your chances of getting one.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Have you tried putting on some makeup and looking less butch? They don't believe in butch women. They just think they're tomboys brackets male. Yeah.
You should smile more.
Yes.
Oh, fuck you.
He's right, though.
He is right, but fuck you.
Yeah.
So they finally, about to head to their little, their council meeting.
Yeah, we see that they grow the tunnels from scratch, and it's really cool, and Teal'c is like, this is cool.
And they're all heading off to their grand council meeting, but Jack is
speaking.
Jack is being an ADHD king.
He's like, oh, what's no? Jack has played Skyrim too many times. Sorry, Jack has played Morrowind. Fuck. Which Elder Scrolls game is out in this era?
Daggerfall.
Daggerfall. Yeah.
Like, if there's one, it's gonna
so many
Daggerfall.
Releases of Elder Scrolls, mobile shit, and Skyrim releases has polluted the timeline. 1997, yeah, it's Daggerfall.
Daggerfall, yeah.
Yeah, Jack has played Daggerfall too much, so he's just exploring the whole map, seeing what there is. He regrets playing Elder Scrolls Arena very much, but he liked Daggerfall. So he's wandering around and just walks into someone's room because there's no door.
Honestly, yeah, I kind of get what's happening here. He's just walking around and it's like, this is, excuse me, these are my private chambers. It's like, there's...
These are my private quarters.
Wow, okay.
Not very private.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. Sorry for what? Our daddy taught us not to be ashamed of our dicks.
I'm sorry, that scene does have that vibe to it. Like, it does seem like at any second it's gonna break out with, like, Jack sucking him off.
Yeah, any second now, like, the bad porn music starts and Jack's like...
It's really weird, just like, they're just sort of standing there, occasionally going, so what are you doing? So what are you doing? So what are you doing? This is my room.
What are you doing?
Oh, okay.
What are you doing tonight,
it's kind
soldier
of
boy?
Private here. Well, you see, in the Tok'ra, we don't consider such things as private as you.
We don't believe in private.
Someone's gonna suck someone's dick here, right?
Yes. I mean, I have two jokes to do. Oh, we don't believe in privacy. We let the government look through all our cell phone messages. And then, yeah, my other joke is... yes, this the entire Tok'ra are clearly just a massive polycule where everyone is just sucking and fucking in the open. Like, you walk into someone's room, they're like, hey, you want to help me out? It's like, all right, sure. And that's what happens when you have no doors. Everyone just be sucking and fucking.
But yeah, he's pondering an orb.
Yeah, he looks in, he opens his box, and he's just like...
Yep, Hope's just looking for the drop.
Did it not play?
No.
Fuck's sake. That's voice mod. I need to reboot voice mod. Pretend I played the orb drop.
All right. Oh, yeah. That's the orb.
Yep, that's the orb.
Oh, Hope.
You've just... Hope is not in a submarine, yep. It sounds.
Oh, no, not that submarine.
Oh, no! Hope, stop talking. It might be that submarine now.
Hello?
Am I back?
Do you want to do
fuck
your
you,
eulogy
not in
for
the submarine.
Hope first?
The last thing she told me was that she was getting a last will and testament change to give me all of her worldly possessions, and I said at the time, it's not needed, but I'm grateful, and I'm just happy that I'll be able to carry on her legacy and her money and her PC and her all her parts. And
I thought it was really weird that she bequeathed all of her girlfriends to me.
Yeah,
that's don't think
weird.
You can
do
you
know, but apparently so, you know, I get the money, I get the house, you get the girlfriends, you know, it's all good. And yeah, so we're doing the podcast
family,
together now.
Family,
I'm going to be doing it in my new house.
Family.
Yeah, this is our, these are our, yeah, so the new hosts of the podcast. It's me, Arthur
Shabrosky.
Now, Brian, and of course, Joe Lenar.
Will you find
a baby?
And all of your girlfriends again, just in the background.
Oh no, they're all like, we're multiple tokens.
Fuck you,
one
I'm
person.
Back. I rebooted the voice mod and I forgot that stops everything from working.
Do you think I've ever like tried it just to see what would happen?
You would just blow us up. Just like, you know, that's what I'd imagine.
I'm back.
Yeah, do you think anyone's ever been like, yeah, but what if though, right?
What if? What if? Anyway,
I kinda wanna see what happened.
Hello?
Yeah, it's like a special.
Can you hear me
fusion.
Or not? Because it says I'm broadcasting.
It's how they go beyond Super Saiyan.
Fuck you! I can see my bar moving. You can hear me. You
it's
cunt.
Super Double Tok'ra. It's just like. extra strong.
Hear me, you cunts.
But like really fragile, like it can break at the slightest touch, but it can like bump through walls.
Cunts. Can you genuinely not hear me? Wait, you genuinely can't hear me? Okay, where is Hope?
Yeah, Hope is just,
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Hope is talking in the chat.
Hello, can you hear me now? Yeah, I rebooted voice mod, and...
Oh, you're back, hello.
That's weird, voice mod second time I did it. I'm guessing it's vanished. I guess we're going to have to continue without... Like, I was playing drops and yelling at you all the entire time, by the way. Yes! Voice mod broke. I rebooted it.
Oh, were you doing drops the whole time?
But you couldn't hear it. It's fine.
Oh, God, I didn't even realize!
Yeah, I heard.
We just gave you your last word in the eulogy.
Oh, well, we've got it here.
My girlfriend's studio's not like I have them tied up. Okay, I might have Blaze tied up and gagged on my bed right now, but that's irrelevant. Oh, do you want my...
Well, that's one we can transfer over, at least, I guess, then. You hand me, like,
I just
the
hand
handcuff
you, like,
keys
my
or whatever
foreign...
in, like,
I just do, like, a fucking
CK3
trade, and I hand you my foreign holdings in Frankie and Lost.
I mean, you can't do that in CK3, but...
Do you have the foreign holdings in offshore bank accounts?
Yes. But anyway,
I believe there are mods that are you doing.
We go to the meeting, and the Tok'ra Council, featuring Mr. Security Guy, are there, and they're like, look, we're very sorry. We're undercover agents. We're infiltrators. We can't just have, like, a Tory suitcase nuke to just go in and blow the place up, you know? Like, if we had that, people would ask us questions.
Yeah, we can't just show up with a Samsung Galaxy Note 7. They will notice.
I mean, yeah,
they
surely,
will notice
the,
that it's
surely
not,
the ghouls have boxes.
Cool technology.
Couldn't you just like get a Tory suitcase nuke, stick it in a ghouled box, and like just walk it in, leave it behind your desk, and then leave?
Yeah, you know, you could just. Yeah, just, like, carry one of, like, their, I don't know, like, one of Hammond's, like, personal FN files in just, like,
yeah, you have, like, you'll have, like, old carrying cases, just take one, fill it with a suitcase nuke, give it to the local ghoul guy, be like, yo, and then just leave.
Oh, God. That's why Hammond and Carter's dad know each other. They were in the Rhodesian SAS together.
How they actually knew each other. They both teamed up to kill JFK in the 60s. Like, Hammond was paid by the mob, by the FBI. Carter Sr. was played by the CIA. There was a Russian guy called Rosilov who was paid by the KGB. Yeah.
Ilya.
Yeah. There was a Cuban
there was
guy
called
Fidel Castro.
Yep.
Like, they were all working together.
It's like, this extended bit now just sounds like it's like COD.
I'm just sitting here going, like,
we're on episode one of two.
I don't like. It's getting late. We're in.
this is just a COD Zombies lobby now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Discussions break down when SG3 arrive. Because Hammond is like, go get Carter, her dad is dying, I'm sure negotiations are going fine.
I'm sure that these people that Carter has promised me are nice people and will listen and will definitely not react hostilely and be really pretentious and up their own asses and who are willing to help and want to...
I'm afraid our decision is that there will be no alliance.
Why?
That's very sad. We'll just go now and
for your protection.
Oh yeah, you're not leaving.
Why? Because we think that they might come after you, and then if they go after you, you'll tell them our secrets. It's like,
can we discuss this further?
No.
Why is the camera panning out?
Because the episode's over, bitches.
Panning out?
Why is it fading black?
Let me speak.
Correct.
Do not tell me that we can't have this conversation until next week.
I'm
correct. I will make one last statement on this. This is what really got me to go like, oh Jesus Christ, this is another one of these people. Where it's like, actually, we're better than you. It's like they took out two motherships. Like, you already know they did this. What do you mean? Like,
okay, yeah, good point. Also, like, we've taken out two
warships.
What the fuck have you done ever?
They think you're myths because you do literally nothing.
The real question is, they're like, oh, we'll keep you here forever and hope that that your boss just thinks you're dead, right? Yeah, no, Ryan is right.
No, Ryan. No, I think Ryan is right here, especially what you said previously. No, specifically with what you said previously in the episode, in that they appear to just show up in places and do fuck all.
It's like,
honestly, I'm not sure if this alliance is even worth it.
Jesus. From my perspective, the Tok'ra, in this episode anyway, are literally just people who go, like they're like the kind of people to go, what's the fucking thing from Sailor Moon?
Yes.
My work here is done. But you didn't do anything at all.
One more thing, right? The whole plan is, all right, well, we're going to keep you here and hope that General Hammond thinks your boss thinks you're dead, right? Which is really dumb, because all Jack has to go is like, hey, we don't think like that, right? What's going to happen is if SG-3 don't come back, there's going to be...
Yeah,
there's going to be an armed recovery.
They're going to send a lot of people with guns.
Anyone they run into as hostile, you're going to have to fight the US military. You don't want to do that, kids.
Yeah, the US military thought that they were about to get an incredibly advanced ally, and they realized they've just allied with the cards again.
Oh, buddy. Cunning take. Not point take, but cunning.
Like, you know, like we usually say, what does this episode say about the US military? What does this episode say about the fucking Tok'ra idiots?
The Tok'ra did not
like, Jesus.
Looking good this episode.
I was being a bit charitable, but yeah, now that I actually thought about not just what you said, but also just the points about the fact they seem to do fuck all.
They've been undermining and killing us small system lords, but no one really knows about it, cares about it. Like,
literally, the effect they've had on the entire, like, gold, like, train has been so minor.
Yeah.
That people don't even realize if they exist.
Yeah, like, SG-1's out here killing JFK, and...
yeah, basically.
The Tok'ra are out here killing RFK Jr.
SG-1 literally assassinated Stalin, basically. And it's like... and they're like... and they literally response to them is, oh, you won't be able to help us at all. And it's like... sorry, what?
Bitch, how can you... yeah, but how can you help us? Come on, let's be real here, right?
Tok'ra? Enemies of Ra, right? Yeah? Yeah, what are we doing again? What are we...
yeah, enemies of what?
We've already killed them.
Enemies of who? Enemies of who? Enemies of what? Enemies of dead Ra say what? Enemies of dead Ra? What's your name? What's your name, Tok'ra? Nah, it's Tok now. You don't have the Ra anymore. It's gone.
We've blown up, right? We've blown up two gold motherships. What the fuck have you done?
We killed a few minor people who weren't really doing anything. Okay. Cool. Great.
We've killed...
yeah, basically. That is what the Tok'ra have been doing for the last several thousand...
We killed...
yeah, that is what they've been doing for the last...
we killed the mayor of Tennessee.
Right, this is me, from my knowledge of extra canon and stuff. Yeah, that's what they've been doing. They've been killing... yeah, they've been playing... Your small areas, so... they've been killing small governors until the King of England...
I wonder if we can have the goal.
Yeah, they've been doing assassin plots on no absolute fucking like nobody third string family members. This will lead up to the Gaia one eventually.
And then they have the fucking girl go like, "What have you done? How could you help us?" And it's like,
you've been pissing off the people in Burgundy, and the King of France has just gone, "Yeah, I don't really give a shit."
You've annoyed, basically, you have annoyed the big rulers so little, haven't even tried to verify if you exist.
Hope or the information of a rebellion to spread, because that's the other thing. They are very good at killing small leaders, they're just very bad at dealing with the big guys.
No! But a small leader doesn't mean anything because we've seen what the big ones have left their armies, the amount of power they have.
Or someone. That's great. Ra has just come and gobbled up his holdings, and maybe Ra beefs with someone over the holdings, but it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I think Hope's kind of right there. The biggest threat about the Tok'ra to the world is that if knowledge of them got out, they would be like a symbol of hope resistance for actual threats to rise up.
To be honest, I feel like the current
whereas the Tok'ra themselves are like absolute
if the knowledge of the fucking SG-1 got out, I feel like it would have more of an effect at this point.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, who are these guys? Hey, they killed Ra. Yeah.
Or if people, Telk.
Who are these people? Oh, they're the ones that killed Ra.
That's true. Telk is probably
considering how much the office is pissed about him, everyone has heard of the mass traitor Telk, with instructions to bring me his head and his cock, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
In that order.
Bring me his dick. I will stick it on his head and I will stick it on a pike.
This is why I'm watching this episode. I was like getting fed up with the Tok'ra because I was like, man, what do you?
Yeah,
you've won me over, Ryan.
Mostly because, spoiler alert, the Tok'ra we're dealing with is Jacob and Selmac, but still, they're genuinely a lot better. Okay. Oh fuck, I forgot. So there is one problem with the Tok'ra that, in long term Stargate canon. Do you remember someone called Seven of Nine?
Yeah.
See, everyone loves Seven of Nine, right?
Yes.
Was it Jerry Ryan's acting? Was it the setup, the idea of a freed Borg? Or was it that there was a pretty woman in a skin tight outfit? Yes. Well,
all of the above, but one helped.
Let's just say in season 4, they try the, hey, let's introduce a hot woman in a skin tight outfit who's a Tok'ra. Yeah, she's around for a little bit, and then nobody liked her, so she got written out.
You know what's very strange about the show, about how all of season 3 went missing?
What actually happened? heading over... Season 3 has got some pretty good episodes, but here's the thing. We're in 2 solid episodes, and while we've got a couple of duds coming up, we're in for a solid run with a couple of exceptions to the end of season 2.
Oh yeah, and from earlier, if this somehow, for some reason, actually is your first episode of the podcast you're listening to, I again want to preface that I have not ever seen any of this show before now.
Yeah, well, me and Frost are just like watching it for the first time. So if we say things that get answered, or if we say things that like, you know, don't make any sense from like 20 episodes from now, sorry.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big Stargate fan.
Whereas
I'm looking at like what we've got left to come this episode. We've got a couple of episodes that are a bit mid, and then we've got some of this episode is so. It's mid and solid, yes.
This episode? Then... We've got fuck all left to come this episode.
No, this episode is over.
We've got nothing else to come this episode. It's over.
I feel like I've hated every alien like even race that's been on our side in this show so far. Yeah, kind of.
That's
no. I need to know more about them. Like,
I mean, I think the Asgard were kind of funny. In
oh, it's
that,
okay.
Like,
you're
they were
get
so
a lot
hyped
more
up, and it was
the
just
Asgard.
A shit worm
yeah.
guy.
Like, I think I need to know more about the Asgard because what they did was. They fucking just showed up and fixed the issue, and then
yeah, they hyped like, it. They hyped it up, being like, "Oh yeah, it's Thor, baby!" And then
yeah.
Thor shows we'll up, get, and like, it's like the blobfish when you bring it out of water.
No, but what I'm saying is, in terms of the Asgard, they fucking
yeah.
they put their money where their mouth was, and they just
yeah.
destroyed the entire Gordon
okay,
invasion force in like 5 minutes, like 10 seconds. And it's like, okay, I need to know more about you to figure
yeah.
out whether I like you or not, but you're on
the
best footing so far.
Not very good. But then you're in for a straight run of 1, 2, 3, 4 episodes that are pretty much regarded as some of the show's best.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but yeah. Oh,
no, no,
oh,
I mean
probably,
after,
yeah,
after we finish this.
By months. Next episode, you don't mean next episode, but...
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plug-o. This is going to be...
Alright, well, I don't have anything left to say,
SGOpodcast.com.
So...
There will be no extended cut of this episode
yeah,
because
yeah.
I'm lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there is no Patreon cut of this episode.
That doesn't exist, but sure.
Oh.
No, you
Patreon.com
slash SGOpod. Doesn't exist, don't go there.
I swish. yeah, we own a website, guy.
SGOpodcast, that's up. That's our place. Yep. I'm Hope Freyoral. You can find me on Twitter as at HFreyoral and on Twitch as Hope Freyoral.
You can find me as Arctish of Frost on both.
Aren't you
Twitch,
a co-host as well?
And I guess Mastodon if
yeah.
I ever post there
Ryan.
Again.
He's in,
probably,
he's in your phone.
Yeah.
You can find Ryan at
fbi.gov
/ wanted. normal.eu.
No.
All right, that's it. We'll see you in a minute.
Fine.
Well, we'll see you in a week and we'll see each other in a minute. Bye. Fuck
Bye.
You, listener.
We won't see you at all. I don't know you, listener. Bye.